This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 37 for Thursday, September 26th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burmack. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Today, we have a feature by our Caitlin Lucan on an after-school club at Northeast High School. But first, what new stories are on our website, Brian?
There is a fun story right now about family literacy. They had an event down at the Lincoln Children's Museum. And if you haven't heard about or seen our family literacy program, it is this great program that happens in a few elementary schools in our community. And families and their students get to learn together. And so you'll have families in one room, you'll have students in another room, and then for part of the day, they get to come together. And families get to learn things about, you know, it might be learning the English language, it might be about jobs and careers, things to help them be successful, and then also things that they can build on at home as far as working with their own students. So they had nearly 600 parents and their elementary age children down at the museum. The children all got to go do the fun things that you always get to do down at the museum. And at the same time, they had like a job and career fair going on for the parents. So
nice.
Really fun sounding event. This was all paid for through employee LNK help do the resource and the job fair. And then there's a grant from the Marion Miller Charitable Trust, and they paid for not only for these parents and their children to come to the museum, but they get memberships so they can go there anytime. So
what a great opportunity for them.
Oh, fantastic.
And, a chance for them to enrich their learning and learn together as a family.
Absolutely. We also have a story about the Nebraska Educational Service Units. There's 17 of these across the state. Lincoln is a little bit unique in that we have a single educational service unit that pretty much just serves Lincoln Public Schools. So there's kind of a one-to-one relationship there. But across the state, educational service units help provide sort of combined services to a lot of the rural school districts and stuff all over the place. Some of the services they provide are ongoing leadership, coaching for principals, access to technology, large-scale district and state assessments. So you can imagine that if every single district in the state had to hire all these people, it would be so hard.
And it's probably hard for them to get access to those people, being that there's some rural areas in our state.
Right. So they get to combine, be more efficient by having not only combined staff, but doing group purchases of things and sharing that across all of them. One great thing with Lincoln Public Schools and our ESU, though, is that it allows us to be partners with all the schools. You know, they learn from each other. They get to share resources with each other. So it really is a community, the educational service units across the state. I get to help put on the Great Plains Summit. It's a regional technology conference that happens every summer here in Lincoln. And we partner with ESU 6 out of Milford and ESU 9 out of Hastings on that. So all kinds of partnerships similar to that. We got some good things coming up on the calendar. 9 a.m. on Friday, we have the North Star Invitational Tennis Tournament. That's over at Woods. Saturday at 9 a.m., we have the Lincoln Southeast Softball Invitational. That's up at Doris Bear. We have an art item here. Monday, 7 p.m. East High Jazz Band Singers and Orchestra Concert. So
wonderful.
If you're looking for some music, 7 p.m. over at East High Monday evening, you can find that. Then Tuesday, 4 p.m., we have boys tennis, North Star versus Northeast at Woods. 5 p.m., softball, North Star versus Southeast at Doris Bear. And 6:30 p.m., volleyball, Southwest will be over at North Star.
And it's never too early. You can purchase your tickets. We have our fall plays starting next week at the high schools. So if you go to our arts calendar, yeah, you can see that music event. But you can also find out how to buy tickets ahead of time. We've got a lot of theater plays coming up next weekend. We've got Lincoln High is presenting Dracula, a comic thriller starring Shirley Holmes and Jenny Watson. North Star is doing The Starcatcher. Southwest is doing Then They Came for Me, Remembering the World of Anne Frank. Southeast is doing Sense and Sensibility. And so we have a lot of those starting next week. So if you want to pre-buy your tickets, you can do that. Northeast starts the following weekend. They're doing The Mother of Us All by Gertrude Stein. Gertrude Stein. So lots of great arts events coming up now that we are deep in the middle of the school year.
Yeah, and some of those you really do want to get your tickets early if you can.
Because they sell out, so don't wait. Well, Brian, Caitlin went to Northeast High School and spent 3 weeks with the Dungeons & Dragons After School Club. That's right, 3 weeks with the Dungeons & Dragons Club. For those of you who don't know, Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D as it's called, is a tabletop role-playing game that allows students to collaboratively tell their stories. So here we go, let's take a listen.
It's winding its way through the Great Plains of the country of Ionia. If you look out the window, you'll see it looks much like the Great Plains of these great United States. A lot of nothing. Flat. Hills. Small ones. And a storm brewing on the horizon. Roll perception.
That's not going to work.
That. You just roll a nat 20 on perception.
Yeah. I got a one.
Natural one, all right. Those of you who are new to the D&D world, welcome here. My name is Mr. Bettendorf. This club was started as just a way to get people together. If you look around, you see an incredibly diverse group of people. We have everyone from freshmen to seniors. We have all different cliques. We have all different everybody. And that's kind of what it's about.
Yeah, my name is John Bettendorf. I am a social studies teacher at Lincoln Northeast High School.
And you also lead the Dungeons & Dragons Club, is that
Indeed,
right?
Indeed, I do also lead the Dungeons & Dragons Club.
How did that come about?
It was kind of fun. My buddy Elliot Newbold, who unfortunately had to move to California, and said that he had wanted to start some kind of a after-school program to play D&D and help teach life skills for students. And he knew that I liked to play Dungeons & Dragons, and he pitched the idea to me, and I thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's make it happen.
And so now you have, 50-ish students here every Wednesday for 3 hours of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting 50 people when we started. I was truly expecting, 5 or 6. But the first day last year, we had 35, and it just kind of kept growing. And we're in the second week this year, and I think today's attendance had, 48. And I know that half a dozen people couldn't make it and they'd already emailed me, so.
That's a wonderful problem to have.
It is. It is a great problem. It's a fantastic problem.
So how did you, personally get involved with Dungeons & Dragons?
Watching other people play it. My little brother, who's another DM here and club sponsor, he has been playing Dungeons & Dragons longer than I have. But I've always been into role-playing games ever since I was a little kid. Playing, stuff on the regular Nintendo, the big old school 1985 one, and just kind of liked it, and it fell right into place. I've seen enough other people play it. I thought, this looks like a lot of fun, so I went and tried it, made a wood elf ranger, and haven't turned around since.
What do you think makes playing D&D so fun or so special? What keeps you coming back after all these years?
It's a few things. I think first and foremost is, as an adult, we don't often have a whole lot of time to ourselves. And the time that you do have to yourself is usually working on something else. But D&D provides just a really good community for me to get together with other people that I care about and just play a game. So there's that whole connection aspect of it. Also, being someone who you're not is a lot of fun. I'm not a wizard. I'm not a ranger. I'm not a barbarian, but I can play one in here, and I can role play that, and I can, I can go smash the dragon's head in, or I can go cast the spell that saves the princess or the prince or whoever needs to be saved. It's so spontaneous. As a player and as a DM, you really don't know what's going to happen next. As a player, you're living the story as it unfolds. And as a dungeon master, you think you have everything prepared that's going to go a certain way, and then one character's like, I'm going to go this direction, and it completely derails everything you had, and you just have to roll with it. So the spontaneity is also fun.
Still sleeping. Yeah. I'm going to head to the dining car to look for some food, because I'm hungry.
All right.
And the book is long and arduous.
Roll investigation on your book.
All right. Investigation on the book.
Please help me out.
That works. 7. I don't see any.
Okay, so you roll for investigation, and you just see nothing. This book is not speaking to you at all.
Book is boring.
Book is boring. What do you do with the book when you're angry at it?
Just gonna like kind of toss it over my shoulder.
Toss it over your shoulder, and as you toss it over your shoulder, from one of the pages comes a little note. It falls down. Right in front of you. You grab it. What's it say? Roll investigation. You're reading. You're being investigation.
I'm reading.
Yeah, you perceive there's a note. Let's investigate it.
There's a note. All right. So this time it would be 13.
Okay. You can read. Awesome. You can read. What's the character's name?
Zurkin.
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 Just be Zora or Zo. I don't know. You can just shorten it.
It says, Zorikin, I see you're trying to better your powers. If you'd like to make sense of them, meet me in the dining car in 25 minutes. Signed, Professor Mordecai.
Oddly convenient note, and might as well get some food and see what's up there.
All right. Roll again.
Can you introduce yourself for me?
I am Felix Castro.
And how did you get involved with the D&D club?
I was there when it first started last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get people to join, spreading the word around it and stuff.
Yeah.
And before it even started. We've played it before. We've been playing it ever since maybe our last year of middle school, so eighth grade.
Oh, wow. So you have like a few years of playing under your belt.
Yeah. It's always been like a fun pastime for us. And it's definitely brought us like good memories to have.
What's your favorite part about playing D&D?
Just like the absolutely absurd things that can happen.
Yeah.
At one point, I believe in our last campaign, we ended up getting this glue that can only be like broken mm-hmm. if you light it on fire.
Oh no.
And so we glued a maid dress onto one of our friends.
Oh no!
While they were unconscious. And so when he awoke, he was getting attacked by a giant bloodworm.
That he could not get off of him without fire.
Yep. And so he was running around with this maid dress on, like, basically that entire session until, like, the end where he decided to just light himself on fire.
Oh my gosh.
We ended up, buying him stuff at a store to like
to make up for it. Yeah. Yeah,
so it was a good prank that we played, and it was a lot of fun. The idea of creating your own adventure
mm-hmm.
is something that immediately attracted me to it. You say this, you do it, you get the repercussions immediately, and it can be really good, it could be really bad, or it could just be funny and stupid and just a lot of fun.
Got a 12.
All right, you're not in your room. You're in the bathroom.
Sick.
You're sick in the bathroom. You're sick in the bathroom.
Get motion sickness.
You get motion sickness. That makes sense. You get motion sickness. What's your class and type?
Fighter.
A fighter?
Yeah.
Who gets motion sickness? This will be good. Yeah. I like this. Oh, how bad is your motion sickness? Roll a 20. Roll a d20.
Please roll four.
My name is Chris Harrell.
So how long have you been involved with the D&D club?
I've been involved since last year when it started, the first semester, I think. It was something that my friend Zach had asked me to join with him because Mr. Bettendorf wanted him to do it with him. So,
what do you like about playing D&D?
What do I like? I like just the entire like creativity of like creating a whole new character and persona to take on, to, you know, do things that you wouldn't have expected, you know, to do if, like, you had done it, but, like, someone else, they totally could have done that. I mean, like, it's, like, an open world kind of thing. Like, you can kind of carve your own character and, you know, their path and what they do and how they react to others, and, yeah, I think that's neat.
Do you feel comfortable telling me about, like, one of your characters from last year and, like, what you liked playing about them?
My first character in this club was an elven rogue, a high elven rogue, and his name was Darian. And I guess one of my favorite things was he was a chaotic good character, so he was like a Robin Hood kind of guy. And I think it was super neat to play him because he was a high elf, which generally they think themselves pretty highly. They go into...
Very serious.
Yeah, they're very serious people. And having like a high elf that goes into being a rogue, which is like the scummiest of all the classes, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was fun, because he still has his stupid, snarky, holier-than-thou attitude, but is also a rogue, so, like, you know, other high elves, not the biggest fan. They think he kind of tarnishes...
High elfdom,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that you've, like, learned anything from playing D&D, or have you taken any lessons away from it?
I have really gotten better at, like, talking to people via D&D, because at the beginning of playing D&D, like, I was, like, super not speaking, because, like, I don't know these people. It was really awkward. I didn't really know what, like, I was going to do when I was saying things, but now it's, like, you know, now when someone asks me how I'm going to, like, you know, charm something, I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. I got this, like, on the spot. And, like, before, I was just, like... Yep. I sure am. And that's, you know, I've gotten better at, you know, doing stuff like that, talking and interacting in general. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have known, like, anyone in that room, or most anyone in that room, without that club. And, yeah, I'm super glad that I was able to meet them through this club.
Roll again.
One.
D20.
What am I rolling for? Like, what do I add?
You know what? Let's just do it this way. Pick any dice. Tell me high or low. High, you wake up. Low, you're still asleep.
Low. I got high.
Yep, you're awake.
No.
The train jostles.
No, you're asleep through the entire adventure.
Just, I'm not ready yet. It jostles awake a little bit.
Makes it last possible.
Maybe they hit a deer or something.
All right. Just spaced.
You look outside the window. You see that... It is fall. And as you wake up, on your chest is a piece of paper folded like a bird.
I'll read it.
What are you most excited for about this new year, new crop of kids, even some student DMs?
The student DMs.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we were really excited for. Last year, we had one student DM last year, and he had actually been playing longer than I have. And he had put in a whole lot of work to get this done, and the club honestly couldn't have ran without him. Just watching kids grow from who have never played the game to all of a sudden they're capable of writing these amazing campaigns with all these twists and turns and capable of, like, managing a party, which is kind of tough.
Yeah.
You know, any teacher knows that, like, making a group of people do something is really difficult. And we have a couple student DMs who I'm super proud of. I look forward to my 13-hour day on Wednesday. I look forward to being here till very late, and, you know, I don't usually say that. A 13-hour day is not something that
it's
most
a long
people...
Day.
It is a long day. You know, you show up early, you teach all day, you stay till 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever time it takes to get out, and it's a lot of work, but this is the day of the week that I look forward to most.
You look through your pockets, and you feel something that you didn't think was there before. You don't remember it being there. You pull it out. There's a note written to you. It says, "Dear
Drake.
Drake. Dot, dot, dot."
Thank you to Caitlin Lucan for bringing us that story. And Caitlin is actually here joining us to answer some more of our questions, Brian. And Caitlin, the first question I have is, because I don't know much about Dungeons & Dragons, is what is a DM?
Yes, I'm recently returned from my long embedding with the D&D club. So the DM is the dungeon master, the person who's kind of in charge of telling the story. So in Dungeons & Dragons, the entire party of player characters are the people who are playing characters, are working together to tell a story, and the DM is kind of the person who ultimately makes the decisions and keeps all the plates spinning. They're like the project manager.
Wow.
So we heard Mr. Bettendorf talk about some student DMs, which is really exciting because they come up with these really incredible stories, and it's also really impressive. It's a hard job. It's a lot of kind of information to keep going at once and a lot of
person management to do.
And making sure you're keeping track of who's doing what when, so...
And that it's a fun story that everyone is enjoying along the way. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
So how many students were participating in this, and were they all together in one big group, or did they break into small groups?
Oh my gosh, it was like a D&D, like, flash riot. So the first... day, the first information session, I think around 60 kids showed up, which is a lot of people to fit in one room, much less a lot of people to get going on Dungeons and Dragons. So the way that the club is organized is they've split it. So there are, I think, 5 different people DMing, including some students, and they each have a party that meets every other week. So each playing party is only like 3 or 4 students, which is a much more manageable number. You can't have, you know, 7 or 8 people trying to play at the same time without it getting really out of hand.
Right.
And did it feel like most of these students were already familiar with it, or were there a lot that have been like, this is brand new?
It's definitely a split. So there's people who were in the club last year, people who have been playing D&D like on their own, like Felix has been playing since, you know, middle school. And we also have kids who, like, this is their very first toe in the water, like really have to learn everything from scratch. So it's a really big range, not only of familiarity with D&D, but Mr. Bettendorf also mentioned this. It's just a huge kind of cross-section of different kinds of people, which is really cool to see.
That's awesome. So, you know, our schools have many clubs and they try to fit it within the different students' interests and everything. So what do you think the benefit is for this, for schools and students to offer these types of clubs, whether it be D&D or maybe it's a cultural club or whatever it is? What are the benefits for this?
I think there's kind of a lot of different things. One of the big takeaways is just schools can, you know, high schools, there's hundreds and hundreds of students in your grade. I think it can be easy sometimes to feel lost, and clubs give you an opportunity to get to know people outside of kind of your immediate social circle and make friends with people who you might not otherwise interact with, which is really special.
I think too, it allows our staff to connect with students outside of class and maybe understand where they're coming from, so that when they do have them in class or they see them in the hallways, they might be able to help them with something that they might be struggling with, or help them celebrate something they might be celebrating. So,
oh yeah, it's as much like a creative outlet for staff as it is a creative outlet for our students.
I'd imagine it's a huge academic payoff too for students if they feel like they're at a place where they have friends, they have things in common with students that, you know, it's hard to do that within the classroom day. But, you know, if you can make those connections outside but still in the school walls, you know, it's just going to make your classwork that much better too.
Totally. And several of the students who I talked to actually said specifically that, like, playing D&D, they felt helped them, like, come out of their shell and get better at talking to people who they don't know and kind of extending themselves creatively in situations where maybe sometimes it's a little awkward or you're not sure how to step out of your comfort zone. So it was really cool to see, you know, everything that the kids come up with. They had so many stories about their characters and the crazy situations they got into. You know, I would just listen to hours of people describing their campaigns. It was a lot of fun.
You said that you've played Dungeons and Dragons before, that you're pretty avid into it.
Yes. I was the right person for this job.
What, it's been around for a very long time. What do you think it attributes its sort of long-lastedness to, that all these new generations come to it and get excited about it?
I mean, because the basis of Dungeons and Dragons and the entire, like, genre of things that it has spawned, tabletop role-playing games, are all about telling stories collaboratively, which is such a special experience. Like, the demand for that never goes away. And D&D's lasting power has been about providing a platform that lets people tell stories together.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us today, Caitlin. And thanks for bringing us the story. This is great.
If you've heard anything you'd like to hear today, that was so much fun. We're going to put all the stuff, you know, links to that. We've got some pictures that Caitlin took while she's out there for her 3 weeks embedded with the D&Ders. That'll all be up on lps.org/podcast. You can catch all that out. And normally, if you'd like to be notified when we push these out on Wednesdays, today it's a Thursday, you can find us up on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. Links to all those are also up at lps.org/podcast. So thank you. Thank you, Caitlin, for joining us here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. We'll see you next week.